This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench begins hearing petitions on House of Representatives dissolution case from today. Team of 10 Nepali mountaineers successfully climbs Mount K2 in Pakistan, becoming the first to scale the mountain in the winter season. And Uganda's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, re-elected amid accusations of vote fraud. Now, the news in detail. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court has begun hearing on the writ petitions from today that were registered at the Supreme Court against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. The bench, comprising Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangga Bahadur Rana and Justices Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Malla Pradhan and Tej Bahadur Kesi, on Friday turned down the lawyers' demand that the writ petitions be sent to an extended full bench. The bench contended that since the issue needs serious constitutional interpretation, the petitions need not be sent to an extended full bench and the constitutional bench would conduct a regular hearing on the writs against the House dissolution. A team of 10 Nepali mountaineers has successfully climbed Mount K2 in Pakistan, becoming the first climbers to scale the 8,611 meters tall peak in the winter season. The mountaineers making the first ever winter ascent are Mingma Gyalje Sherpa, Nirmal Purza, Mingma David Sherpa, Gyalje Sherpa, Sonam Sherpa, Mingma Tenji Sherpa, Pem Chiri Sherpa, Dawa Temba Sherpa, Kili Pemba Sherpa and Dawa Tenjing Sherpa. They scaled the world's second highest mountain at around 3 p.m. local time on Saturday. It is said Mount K2 was the last over 8,000 meter peak to have never been climbed in winter. The 10 climbers were from 3 different expeditions, but they decided to reach the summit together to claim the success for Nepal. Mount K2 is considered as one of the most difficult peaks to climb, with extremely low temperatures and winds making the ascent in winter more difficult. 2 persons were killed and 7 others injured in a jeep accident along the Pokhara-Baglung highway last night. The deceased have been identified as 50-year-old Prakash Poon and 52-year-old Chitra Poon of Pokhara Metropolitan 10. The jeep heading towards Pokhara Bazar from Hemza had met with an accident on the highway at Yandi. Acting spokesperson and inspector of district police office Kaski, Deepak Kesi, said the injured are being treated at Sahara Hospital. Similarly, a person died in a road accident at Itahari Sub-Metropolis 1 in Inarua, Sunsari, last night. According to District Police Office, Sunsari, the deceased has been identified as 30-year-old Bikram Chemjong of Dharan 10. The motorcycle heading towards Dharan from Itahari and a truck heading towards opposite direction collided head-on, causing the accident. 2 more Nepalese have died abroad due to COVID-19 infection. According to the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, 1 person died in UK and 1 in South Africa this week. Health Committee under the NRNA said 319 people have died in 20 countries so far from coronavirus abroad. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Uganda's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, has been re-elected amid accusations of vote fraud by his main rival, Bobby Wine. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Museveni won almost 59% of the vote, with Bobby Wine trailing with about 35%. The president said Thursday's poll may turn out to be the most cheating-free in the history of the African nation. Bobby Wine, a former pop star, vowed to provide evidence of the vote rigging when internet connections were restored. The government shut down the internet ahead of the voting day, a move condemned by election monitors. All of the 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia, D.C. are on alert for a possible violent protest this weekend ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. The FBI has warned of possible armed marches by pro-Trump supporters at all 50 state capitals. Meanwhile, the Biden team has set out plans to reverse key Trump policies, according to a memo seen by U.S. media in the hours after Mr. Biden set foot in the White House, he will embark on a blitz of executive actions designed to signal a clean break from his predecessor's administration. A sanitation worker became the first Indian to receive a COVID-19 vaccine as the country began the world's largest immunization drive. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, launched the program which aims to vaccinate more than 1.3 billion people against COVID-19. He paid tribute to frontline workers who will be the first to receive jabs. India has recorded the second highest number of COVID-19 infections in the world after the United States. Millions of doses of two approved vaccines, Covishield and Covaxin, were shipped across the country in the days leading up to the start of the drive. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench begins hearing petitions on the House of Representatives dissolution case from today. Team of 10 Nepali mountaineers successfully climbs Mount K2 in Pakistan, becoming the first to scale the peak in the winter season, and Uganda's longtime president Yoweri Museveni re-elected amid accusations of vote fraud. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.